أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله الأحد رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب إله رب العالمين، العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المدفون بالمدينة وصاحب السكينة أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين المنتجبين، لا سيما الحجة روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. إذا أحب الله عبدا غذف في قلبه حب الحسين وحب زيارته، وأحب الله من أحب حسينا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes anyone and he wants to give him from his rahmah al-rahimiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the love of Hussein and visiting Hussein in the heart of those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, he loves those who love Hussein. It is an honor to love Hussein. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love Hussein. What brings us here together, what makes us sit down here under this minbar and listen to this speaker, what brings millions of people out here to this country from different countries, is the love of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. What makes people give from their pockets, what makes people give food, water, and everything that they've earned throughout the year to the zawar of Abu Abdullah, the hospitality of the people of this country, it's all because of the love of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And it's because what Allah subhanahu, because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. He tells his prophets, O my prophet, قُلْ لَا أَسْعَلَيْكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْزًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. In return to what I've done for you, which is the guidance, in return to the guidance, I don't ask for anything except to love my family. وَقُلْ مَا سَأَلْتَكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. The ajr that I asked for, what I've asked for, which is the love of the Ahlul Bayt, it's for you guys. The love of Hussein is sacred. The love of the family members of the Prophet of Allah is sacred. It's for ourselves. Because it is through the love of the Ahlul Bayt that we can understand the essence and the reality of the message of Islam. If you want to understand the message of Islam, you have to go through the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Without that, you won't be able to understand the essence and the reality of the message of Islam. All the problems that we have nowadays in the world, the problems that Muslims have all around the globe, the Shia killings in Pakistan, the issues and problems that we have in Afghanistan, the problems that we have in Iraq, the problems that we have in Bahrain, the problems that we have in other Muslim countries, is because we did not understand the message of Imam al-Hussein, that we did not love Imam al-Hussein in the way we were supposed to. Yes, we might be able to claim that we love Hussein, but loving Hussein means that to love his friends and to hate his enemies. Salmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum. To love the lovers of Hussein and hate the enemies of Hussein. هل الدين إلا الحب؟ Is religion anything other than love and to love? If you love someone, you have to have the hatred of his enemies. They're enemies in your heart. To love Hussein means to love Hussein and his friends and his companions, those who sacrificed their lives around him on the day of Ashura, on the year 61. and his friends throughout the history, and to hate his enemies, and to hate his enemies, the enemies who fought with him on the day of Ashura in the year 61, and his enemies up today, the day that we live. The problem that we have, all the sufferings that we're taking and going through, is because we did not understand the message of Karbala, and we did not love Hussein in the way we were supposed to. We have to know who the friends and who the enemies of Hussein are today. This is the message of Karbala. This is the best way, the correct way to love Hussein. If you want to claim that we love Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam, we can't just come to the walk for Arba'een and ignore the enemies of Abu Abdullah today. And this is the real question that we have to ask ourselves. Who are the enemies of Hussein today? Who are the friends of Hussein today? They are the friends of the 12th Imam today. They're the enemies of the 12th Imam today. How many people come out on the Arba'een walk? 2 million people? 3 million? 4 million people? You name it. Up to 20 million people is being estimated that are out there walking from Najaf to Karbala. And there's one question, a very simple question to us as a Shia of Ali. If the 12th Imam had 20 million people in his army, was he still waiting for supporters, for companions? He's waiting for 313 people, not 2 million people. The reason that he cannot find 313 people between these 20 million people is because we don't love Hussein, we don't love the 12th Imam in the way we're supposed to. If you want to claim that we love Hussein and we love the Imam of our time, we have to know their enemies and their friends today. The pictures that you see all around us, the pictures of the ulama, the pictures of the shuhada that you see around us, these are the pictures of the people who love their Imam in the correct way, in the right way. They knew who the enemies are and who the friends are. They fought with their enemies, with the enemies of their Imam of their time. They gave everything they had. They sacrificed. Those people were fighting with our enemies in Syria today, with the Takfiris. Takfiris, Daesh, and groups which were made by the hands of Americans, of Zionist lobby in America, of the regime of Israel, and the occupied territory. Those people who are fighting with the terrorists in Syria right now, those people who are fighting with the extremists in Syria, there are people who've learned how to love Imam al-Hussein in a correct way. Therefore, when hadith says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, he puts the love of Hussein in his heart. And the love of visiting Hussein in his heart, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in this way. And there are people, they're not anyone except these people that you see their pictures around us. People who abandoned, people who've abandoned the joys of this world and went and fought with the enemies of the 12th Imam in any way they could. Brothers and sisters, this is the message of Karbala. This is the message of Imam al-Hussein. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us understand what we need to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us understand the message of Karbala, to love Hussein, to die for Hussein, to live like Hussein and die like Hussein, and to hate the enemies of Hussein and the enemies of the Imam of our time, Sahib al-Zaman, alayhi ala fattahiyyat wa thana. This is the message of this walk. The message of the walk of Arba'een is resistance. Once you walk from Najaf to Karbala, you get tired because you get thirsty, you get hungry. You learn to resist to get your destination, to Hussein. For getting to Hussein, for getting to the destination that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein wants for us, we have to resist. We have to resist. The only path and the only path and the only path towards Hussein is the path of resistance. The only path and the only path and the only path towards the Imam al-Hujjah, the Imam of our time, is the path of resistance. This is what we have to learn from the walk of Arba'een. This is what we have to learn from the movement of Imam al-Hussein and the day of Ashura. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, benefit and understand. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give good life, give good health and prolong the life of all of the maraja and especially our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, understand the traps of our enemies and fight them back. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, purify ourselves here during this walk, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us come to this walk every year with the barakah of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.